Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is drafting sanctions that could cut off certain Chinese banks from the global financial system, with people familiar with the matter saying that officials hope the sanctions threat will stop Beijing's commercial support of Russia's military production. While China has thus far heeded Western warnings not to send arms to Russia, exports of so-called dual-use commercial goods that also have military uses have surged since last year. China's foreign ministry has called sanctions against its firms, quote, economic coercion, unilateralism, and bullying, and pledged to, quote, safeguard the lawful rights and interests of Chinese companies. The Federal Trade Commission is suing the owners of Coach and Michael Kors in order to block an $8.5 billion merger of the two premium handbag makers on the grounds that it would give the combined firm too much market power. The FTC is also worried that the deal could negatively affect employees' wages and workplace benefits. Parent companies Tapestry and Capri said they intend to defend the case in court in order to complete the deal. And the UK's FTSE 100 has reached a fresh record this morning, as shares in Britain's biggest companies build on yesterday's rally. Globally, stock markets have been gaining as concerns around a broader regional war in the Middle East wane. At the same time, purchasing managers' indexes for Europe and the UK this morning showed a continued pickup in growth, and coupled with signs of easing inflation, that's adding to suggestions that the Bank of England and the European Central Bank might move to cut rates sooner than the Federal Reserve. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mostly higher, with European shares also gaining and U.S. stock futures up ahead of a busy day for earnings that kicks off with results from General Motors and Lockheed Martin ahead of the opening bell. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.